Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Pub 1080. Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Third of all, I'm the man.
Okay. What's your point?
You know,
you're going to love my nuts.
I just never have had a problem with it being slow and long.
Request denied.
Okay, welcome to the club hour, guys and gals, everybody. They.
Real quick, by the way, my them. Last little sports thing to give you some credit, because at the beginning, I said that I did not see how it was possible the Pac-12 could get back.
Wait, you're giving me credit?
I am going to give you credit.
Tell me more.
I said that I did not see any way how the Pac-12 can get started here in October.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather Dennett said that, according to sources, that the Pac-12 could vote as early as this week. We knew there was a meeting. And that they are going to aggressively push to play by the end of October. Now, the end of October, does that mean, you know, Halloween? And is that a week too late? But if it's in October, you're close to that college football playoff timeline.
Thank you for the credit.
And that is you've said all along, you think that they will get back.
Is that the quickest turnaround of an opinion I've ever seen?
Well, I mean, it's just
like been like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's just one report. I still don't think it's going to happen, but
it's going to happen.
Heather Dennett is pretty tied in, and you know, that's she's hearing that. So if you're a Pac-12 fan, I hope spring's eternal.
Get this. My sources are telling me there's going to be a game tomorrow. Pac-12 football.
It's going to wake up and go 5-on-5.
Well, we're done with our sports talk for
yes,
the day.
I just wanted to throw that out there to give your big sports brain an attaboy.
That it is. Very large. Okay, let's start with celebrity news.
Yes.
And then we'll get to people you meet on bus.
Which, I'm sorry if anyone is riding the bus out there. Although bus drivers often very nice people.
Don't be mean.
No, I mean
it.
Some
people have to ride the bus.
That's what I just said. I'm sorry if you have to ride the bus. I'm sure there's wonderful bus people.
Well, that sounds kind of condescending.
Is it really?
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah.
No, that's not, not everyone can, you know, whether it's your commute, not everyone financially can afford a car. Some people it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying I feel bad for people that have to ride the bus, because as someone that has ridden a bus, I can't imagine that anyone outside of my late father wants to be on a bus.
It does sound a little condescending. I understand where you're coming from, but it does. I understand that.
You're being an asshat.
I'm not
trying.
It's a little
condescending.
Not trying to
be. I'm sorry that you have to ride the bus.
I've ridden the bus.
You sound very elitist.
is it elitist
trust
to own
us,
a
Rob
car?
And I know about being elitist.
Is it really
right.
elitist?
This is from the two elitists.
Is that where we're at, Mr. Audi over here and Mr. Private School?
Here he goes.
Is
deflection.
That, is
deflect.
That where we're
deflect.
At?
Deflect.
That an elitist
you
is owning
the show,
a car.
You're a bitch.
Look, one of us here drives an Audi. One of us does not.
Damn nice car too.
Is it still a Black Lives Matter car?
No, I got that fixed.
You got it fixed.
Yeah, it was a banner car for the BLM movement there for a moment.
You were really committed. That might be one of the funniest teases
That's
you've ever had.
That's not funny.
The fact that you were saying that you were committed to the movement because someone keyed your car with Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry. That was a great tease. You had the official vehicle.
I have the official Black Lives Matter car for about a week.
I thought that was fantastic.
All right, so celebrity news of twofold. Was that grammatically correct? I don't think so.
I haven't been grammatically correct in like 14 years.
This is true. But somebody has standards, and it's me.
Grammar rodeo champion, Isaac
That's
Rock.
That's right.
You're letting people down. It used to be about the grammar, man.
I used to have a guy, when I used to do updates, like where Mike sits, you know, I'd be like running the Jim Rome show doing updates.
Would someone correct you?
Yeah, there was a guy that would call me. He was a P1. He was a professor. He was an English professor.
Can I ask those?
He would call me.
Can I ask those people out there?
What?
Like, if you're a correct grammar guy, or
yeah, people that really annoys people.
Sure, or just whatever. If you are chime in to stranger to let them know that what they're doing, even though it has no impact on anything. Like, I get it. If someone's like changing the tire on their car and you see that the jack isn't properly being used and it's gonna fall down and kill someone, sure, step in. But whether you're at the gym and you decide that you're going to go over and give someone pointers, whether you're correcting someone's grammar, you know, what you just decide to just give unsolicited advice. What is that? What is that about you where you look at that and they're like, yeah, I need to step in here and correct someone because they possibly can't exist in this stratosphere without me giving them my coming down from the mountain and giving them the tablets.
I don't know. I'm guessing that it just bothers them the point where they feel compelled to say something.
OCD sort of thing.
Maybe. But I don't know. I never tell anyone this, but I always notice when anyone ends their sentences in prepositions.
Sure.
I always notice.
Yeah, but you would...
But I don't say...
No, anything. I certainly hope you're not like, hey, by the way,
that
nice
preposition. Four is a preposition.
Nice one. Like, really?
Yeah, people are like that, though.
Thanks, Teach. Yo, Teach. Great, great grammar. Really like you coming in and saving
now,
me on that one. Bravo.
Don't you think grammar, though, kind of matters when you're talking for a living?
Like, sure.
I mean, that, you know.
And yet, somehow, we both managed to survive all these years.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah, clearly. Because you've never had any of those.
No.
Waiting,
where are the clips? Where are the bodies?
Where are the bodies?
Enough of this spurious... What? Here is some commercial spots on the fans.
Someone's saying, imagine what the math teachers, somewhere there's a calculus professor that's
Gask
listening
mast?
To this program that's about ready to have an aneurysm.
Yeah, the math issues on this show, I cannot... I have no excuse. It's bad. We know.
It's beyond our control.
I used to be good at math. And then I stopped caring about it, so now I'm bad at math.
Well, don't you think it takes practice? You know, like, we don't practice math.
No.
Here.
Well, I don't know about you, but I was always pretty good. Again, is that proper grammar?
We don't practice math here. We ain't practice no math.
I always did well in math. I can't do math in my head.
Right.
Because you can learn. Yes, I was a good math student. Math made sense to me because there was logic behind it.
And you teach it and you learn it and then you can put it onto paper.
So whenever my kids came to me with math problems, what pisses me off now is that no one has a book. They just give you this worksheet. If most math, and you get to a certain point and then you're like, hey, you're on your own.
I've got no idea.
I'm like, eh. But for the most part, all through my kids' childhood and then my academic career, if you gave me some examples on how to do it, I could sit down, look at two or three examples and be like, okay, this is how it's doing. Apply this to this problem and I'll be fine. But when you ask me to do something in my head, ooh, dude.
I Now, I'm a noted and self-proclaimed dum-dum.
Yes.
Okay? So you guys all know that. But I tell you what, man. Does anybody else look at their kids' homework over the years? Now, my kid's in college now, but over the years, you know, when, like, you just take a peek-see.
Just to see.
Yeah. Or he'd, like, he was having issues or something, and be like, okay, let me see if I can help you out. Oh, my God. How... You're in eighth grade, and I have no idea what any of these words say.
Like, what? Huh?
Like, I cannot help you one iota, not one, and you're in eighth grade. You know, does anybody else have that problem?
There is.
Because I feel like it's math. That's what I'm getting at with math.
Math.
Is it's just, you're out of practice. Like, when you get in the class, you can do it because they teach it to you. Yeah. But when you haven't done it for 25 years, and then you see it, it looks like a foreign language.
I always had this one. I was like, they'd be doing, like, logarithms or something, and I'd be like, wait. This sounds and looks familiar to me. There is somewhere in my mind this information. And that's why I was like, I would always ask, is there examples? Can you give me the book? And they would just look at me and be like, no, I just have this worksheet. I'm like, damn it. The best thing that ever happened, and I will tell any parent if you haven't figured this out, if you have one of these there smartphones that the fancy people have, you just look it up. There's math apps where you take your camera and you just point it at the problem. And it solves the problem for you, whoa, which right there, I mean, cheat, kids. It's, you're doing online learning. Cheat all you want, they'll never know. And not only does it give you the answer, but it shows you step by step how they solved the problem, and then you can reverse engineer it. And that's how I was always able to help my kids. Hmm. Math apps, it's amazing. And I don't remember the name of it, but you know, it's just to just look up like a look up math app in the Google Play Store or whatever, or the Apple Store.
No thanks.
And they are fantastic.
So here's your celebrity news of the day. We've got Ween pick news, and Kanye West is in the news because he's been kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw the video of which you speak.
For 12 hours, he got kicked off Twitter.
But
that'll show him.
I've got something good came out of that video. Something. Because people are worried about Kanye West, and there's one thing that we don't have to worry about.
Why are they worried about him?
Well, because he's kind of having another meltdown, and he's got bipolar, and he's got
issues.
He's got issues, but physically, we know one part of him, he's doing very well.
His stream is good?
Yeah. Well, his piss is at a championship level. That's a very clear stream. Somewhere Tom Herman down in Texas is very happy with Kanye West's hydration.
He's been hydrating.
That pee is championship level pee. He's getting his water.
He got banned from Twitter because, for 12 hours, mind you, because he threw a video up there of him peeing on his Grammy. He put his Grammy in the toilet and then peed on it,
yeah.
And that was the picture. Or the video.
He has 21 Grammys?
I don't know why he did that. I don't care why he did that.
He's in a battle with
Are you surprised by that, Suk? He was incredible to start his career.
21 Grammys? Yeah, I am surprised by
is
that.
Is he overrated?
No.
No?
He is. I mean, his latest music is all bad, I think. But his first four of his first five albums are all great.
Well, apparently he's got 21 Grammys. He's in a battle over his record contract. He wants his masters.
Okay.
And so the record company won't give them to them. And so he's into this whole weird, bizarre rant about...
So what does peeing on his Grammy have to do with?
Oh, I guess it's just...
Like he doesn't care about
any of this? Yeah, he wants control of his music, and he's insane. But he's in a fight, and like he put like his record label's information out on Twitter, and he called them a white supremacist, and he's having a meltdown.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. Of all the people out there in the world...
Yeah.
That are high profile that we hear from, you know, that I could say, if you said, give me one person that is just is more of an eye roll than anyone else to me,
mm-hmm.
My number one is Trump.
Okay.
But a close second is Kanye West. He is such an eye roll. I don't care about anything that he says. I think he's a bonehead. I don't care if he's good at what he does. Go away. Get off of my timeline, please.
Biggest eye roll.
Who's your big eye roll?
Well, that's pretty good. I'm going to have to...
Seriously, eye roll. Like, just go away.
I got a noodle with that a little bit. Clay Travis is pretty high on my list.
That's a good one.
He drives me insane.
Total eye roll.
Alex Jones is one for me. He seems to pop
Skip.
up. He seems to pop up quite a bit.
I never see any of his
and
Alex Jones.
It's
stuff.
Just
maybe because I'm not on Facebook. Isn't he like a big?
I just see
a lot of his videos.
People
go,
tweet stuff on him all the time, and I see him on that in Instagram. And then
Skip Bayless for me.
And this
anything
is,
he tweets, yeah, I'm like, an, oh, all right.
Do you follow him?
No, but it gets shared constantly.
Yeah, it gets shared. And I don't know if this counts, but can I just say, so like Instagram influencers, just in general, like that entire group, that blows my mind that that's effective. That's a thing that people are paying for and that they have, like you see some gal and she just... Or some guy, right? And they don't have two brain cells to fire together, and they're just plasticed out beyond belief. And yet, they have like 3 million followers, and then it's like Dasani. They're like in the middle of the desert with like a fig leaf covering them, and then it's like Dasani. Yeah. And people are like, "Oh my God, 56,000 likes!" That is my biggest eye roll. The idea of, "Hey, what do you do? I'm an influencer."
Yeah.
That's mine.
All right. Whose ween did we see now?
Sorry.
Although it's been scrubbed from the internet, so it's not.
I apologize. Look.
You can't see it now.
Oh, phew.
But if you were following him on Instagram,
he's on.
You got it.
Whoopsie daisy.
You got it in your Instagram story, inbox or whatever it is.
Someone screenshotted it.
You would think, but it's not on the internet. Believe me, I looked. 616 on the fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Someone said, by the way, their biggest eye roll is it Joy Behar, the View person? Yes.
Joy?
Oh.
Yeah. She's insufferable.
Yes, yes, yes.
is she still on there?
She is. Can I just say anyone...
That show's still on?
That's still going. Anyone that's on either side of the spectrum, far left, far right, is really hard to swallow, right? When you're so dug in, when you're like World War I entrenched on either side of the lines, those are hard for me to swallow. Like Rosie O'Donnell was one of those people for a long time.
Remember whatever happened to her?
I don't know what she's doing now. Remember she brought like Tom Selleck on and then like ambushed him because Tom Selleck was like in the NRA or something. She brought him on and started yelling at him on the show. And Tom Selleck's like, you brought me on to promote like Quigley Down Under or something. Like what? Like what's happening? She's like, you're a hate monger. Guns. It's like, I haven't, but just duh. By the way, I looked up the most Grammys of all time because I was kind of blown away by the Kanye West thing. Some dude named George Soliti, he's got 31 of them.
What'd he do?
He was the Chicago Symphony director for like 39 years. He was nominated for 74 Grammys. He won 31 of them. Quincy Jones, you've heard of, he's got 28.
On the symphony directing tip, yo.
Yeah.
Do you understand what they're doing when they're up there, like...
A little tiny bit.
Do you?
Little
like,
tiny
give me,
bit.
Give me one insight into what they're doing when they do the, you know.
Well, they're keeping the beat.
Waving there.
They're keeping the beat.
Well,
and they're
know,
telling
but...
when people to come in and when, you know, getting making sure all the groups, like, you've got the strings playing over here and then they're going to turn around and they're going to bring in the horns and then they're making sure everyone stays on the same tempo.
Yes,
and...
but I'm saying, like, I mean, I know what they're doing in terms of what they're up there for. I just am saying, like, their hand motions and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they all, it just doesn't seem, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. And they all look the same. You know, they're all up there. Just
I don't
like,
know what makes a good one or a bad one, but I went down last year. The Metallica did the, like, the 25th anniversary where they played with the San Francisco Philharmonic. And I went down, they opened up the Chase Center, the new Warriors building, and I was there at the S&M 2, and I could not take my eyes off of the conductor. Like, I was just, he mesmerized me, and he was into it. Like, that dude was rocking out. And it was by far the most interesting part of that performance to me, was focusing on him. And yet I don't know. I don't know what, you know, if you brought someone else in, would have been better, would have been worse. I don't know. I just think that it's interesting to watch those guys when they really get into it and they're getting the tempo up there.
Mm-hmm.
And why they have the little, you know, did somebody, they use the little wand versus your hands. I don't know.
I don't know either. So the celebrity ween that we may have caught a glimpse of this past week, that's been in the news.
That's been scrubbed.
Because, you know, we can't go a week without somebody showing their wiener.
No.
This was an accident, but
my wife likes wiener, and she likes old wiener.
It was none other than Chris Evans.
Oh, Captain America.
Captain
huh?
America.
We saw Captain America's helmet?
Yes.
What's the verdict? Fassbender or no Fassbender?
Don't know.
John Hamm style?
But he was on Instagram, and he says he accidentally posted a picture of...
Really?
Of his ween on there.
You accident.
Was it a picture of his ween, or was his ween in a picture
It was a DP of himself.
Okay. So,
there's a hand, I guess, in it.
Because there's a difference between, like,
his hand.
For whatever reason, you got to be really squeezing it hard when you take the DP. But, you know, sometimes, like, maybe there was a shot, like, of, like...
Make it pop.
Yeah, there was, like, it's like a picture frame. You're like, hey! Juxtaposition. Like, maybe you're taking a photo, like, in the
size
background.
Size comparison?
Yes, and then, like, you're...
That does give you some dimensions.
Composition. But there's a difference between background and then, like, hey, I meant to send this to someone, and then you accidentally hit send.
And I have a very small one.
Now, he apologized, and he's kind of owned it because... and you can't find it on internet. So if you're looking for it, ladies...
It's been scrubbed.
He got rid of it. Maybe somebody screenshot it, but it's not out there.
It's obviously not that impressive, then, if he had to scrub it.
Right.
If it was really, like, if he was building some good momentum, he would have kept that going for a couple days, been embarrassed, and then he would have taken it down. Like, when, who was it, Shanko, that Vikings tight end? He didn't ask for that thing to be taken down. If anything, he was spreading that around. He's like, go ahead, take a look.
Well, everybody went crazy because... He posted his ween or whatever. I always find it amazing how we flip out over this kind of stuff. Like, remember when we saw LeBron's wiener?
Yeah, he accidentally pulled it down and...
Yeah, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, we've all got him.
Yeah, it's just like, why do we freak out?
Well, we don't all have them.
Right.
Well, no, but then the other hand, it's... You know, we all got something. We've all seen it. Doesn't mean I don't want to see more, but still, I mean... It's really not the end of the world.
No, and he's owning it, and he's turned it into, like, this big go get out and vote thing. Like, only he could.
What?
Yeah.
Chris Evans, like, yeah, hey, why did you vote this year? Chris Evans' penis told me to?
They're calling it one of the best pivots ever on Twitter because he had this thing, and everybody's, of course, outraged or whatever. I don't know. And then his next Instagram post was, because I say tweets, it was on Instagram. His next post was, well, now that I have your attention, get out and vote.
Ah.
And they're calling that one of the great, you know, pivots, and I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my penis does not have the ability to make people vote. I wish it did.
Chris Evans does.
You know, Chris Evans weighing more powerful than mine. Like,
So he was trying to post.
I don't know what mine's capable of doing, but not getting out the vote.
Yeah, he was trying to post to Instagram, and I don't know. Most people don't buy that those are accidents, you know.
It said he shared a video,
yeah,
without trimming the clip, and then at the end of it, it revealed a gallery of videos and pictures, and one of those had the DP in it.
Yeah,
so it was like a slideshow.
It went through his camera roll.
Yeah,
and somehow he didn't see that.
You got to be careful, like when someone says, "Hey, let me look at those photos." You got to be really careful when you turn over the phone to someone. You got to scroll through. Like, I just recently redid my bathroom, and my mom was like, hey, let me see those. And I'm like, let me take a quick look. I just want to make sure that you got, like, a 7 or 8 picture grace on each side. Because you're scrolling through the bathroom photos, and, you know, you don't want to see something. You don't want your mom or someone to see something that's not intended for them. You can't unsee that. Like, I'm very careful. Like, if my daughter's phone, especially my older one, I'm like, yeah, let me see that. I'm very careful. I don't scroll on anything.
You should be.
I don't want to see.
We've talked about this before, but I honestly don't mess with my kid's phone at all.
No.
I mean, he's gone now, but.
It's for the
best.
I
just didn't think it was a.
Nope.
I didn't.
Nope.
I thought it was creepy to be flipping through my kid's phone if I ever did that.
Bingo.
I didn't like that.
Nope.
I was like, man, that's not my. Nope. We didn't have to deal with that mess, right? Because when we were kids, we didn't have them. But now I just feel like that's their private space, you know?
I've had this argument.
Seriously.
I've had this argument with parents because I am the same way. I don't look through drawers. I don't look through phones. I don't go on Facebook accounts. I'm a don't ask, don't tell sort of guy. And I've had parents that think I'm just absolutely crazy.
I know there are a lot of parents that don't agree with this, but that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't know.
It's like an extension of their brain.
Exactly.
And do you want to know everything they're thinking? The answer is no.
Here's what I'm thinking too. If I'm 16 or 17, the idea that some gal would send me naked photos would be the greatest day of my life for 15-year-old me. And I'm not going to be the guy to rain on that parade. I'm putting myself in his shoes. If my son is getting naked photos of someone, he's older now, he's of age, but when he was 15, first off, I shouldn't be seeing that. That's a crime.
That's right.
First and foremost.
That's exactly right.
And second, even if it's on there, what am I going to wet blanket him? And like somehow get mad at him? If anything, I should, in my head, I should be high-fiving him.
Do you want to... Whoa.
Like, do you want to go?
Do you want to talk about the worst element for him?
Exactly.
Like, he doesn't... You
know.
You want to talk about doing... damage to your child.
Damage. Exactly.
Have your parents flip through your phone and not only see other kids' nudes, but see your nudes.
Exactly.
No, thank you.
I've got two daughters. Seeing your son is bad. Imagine seeing one of my daughters.
That's right. I think it's off limits. And if you feel like it's not, I think what you do is you take it away from them, but you don't go through
it. Nope. And like I try to stay up on it, ask questions, try to stay involved, see if something's bothering, try to be involved that way. But that, I'm with you. That phone or their computer, that is their safe space. And I just got to hope that I've done a good enough job to keep them off of the dark web, to keep anyone from being trafficked or on the Silk Road. Like, if I'm doing that, then I'm doing my job. But I would be mortified if my parents were digging through my personal business when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. And I'll just say on the record right now, Dad, thank you for not questioning my half-hour showers when I was 13. I appreciate it, right? No one needed to acknowledge that.
All right, people you meet on bus next. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, two bus stories for you guys.
Hot bus news.
People you meet on a bus. Yeah, the first is...
Last time you rode a bus. I rode one in Canada a couple years ago.
Well, like bus as in just to get somewhere or like on a tour?
Yeah, because I did a tour bus in San Francisco too.
Or like a shuttle bus. Probably shuttle bus.
Shuttle bus.
But like bus as in I need to go downtown, so I'm going to ride the bus.
City bus?
No.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I was like, I'm out.
A man boarded a bus using a very unusual snake covering. I mean, damn it.
What?
I ruined it. Face covering.
What is happening?
This is from England. He boarded a bus using a very unusual face covering. He used a snake, a live snake. The commuter and his reptilian mask, which was wrapped around his neck and mouth, were seen on a bus from Swinton to Manchester on Monday. One passenger said she thought the passenger was wearing a funky mask until she spotted it slithering over the handrails.
Oh, no.
Transport bosses in Greater Manchester confirmed a snake was not a valid face cover. Just in case you were wondering.
Oh, I just... What would you... exactly would you do there if you're on the old bus and you see someone with a snake wrapped around their face?
Well, you know my hatred for snakes.
Yes.
I
believe me, I saw it firsthand when you freaked out over the little gardener snake.
That was a python.
Clearly.
And they're the worst. I would just move as far away from this guy as possible. But I also don't think, I mean, not going to do anything.
Now, to be fair, it is covering his mouth.
It is, yeah. And his neck, wrapped around his neck and mouth.
Boy, how about the fact that the guy's got a constrictor snake and a pretty big one at that wrapped around his neck? That doesn't seem like
a smart idea. I don't know anything about snakes. But when they wrap around you like that...
Is that a good thing?
I mean, can't they just...
Like, anything around your throat isn't necessarily a good idea, and that you've got something that literally does that for a living. And that's what the snake does, is squeeze the life out of
things. For a living,
yeah. Yeah. That's what they get paid for. It squeezes things. Boy, that is that's pretty freaky right there. Although I was wondering, like, because my mustache now has grown over both lips, I was wondering, could that constitute a face covering for me?
Mm.
I just close my mouth, my mask, my mustache covers it.
It's not covering your nose.
I know. But neither this guy, it is not covering this guy's nose either. It's covering his mouth.
It slithered off of his... Well, no, it was covering his nose for a bit.
But the photo I'm seeing is not.
Yeah, it slithered off of there. The eyewitness who asked to remain anonymous said she found the incident really funny, adding that the animal did not seem to be bothering any of her fellow passengers. She said no one batted an eyelid.
What about other animals? Could I put like a ferret over my face? Just anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Cat?
How does that work? I mean, could anything? Because I've seen different people using things as face coverings. I saw a photo of someone with a shoe.
Really?
Yeah, they took a shoe and put it over their mouth and just the entry and then tied it around.
What's the most unusual face covering? Is that the most unusual face covering you've seen?
I'm saying snake is the most unusual. I mean, that's...
But you've seen out in the wild, though.
The shoe is the the one I've... the one that I was like, what? The only one I've ever done is I did a shirt once. I forgot...
You did?
I forgot my mask. I was coming back from working out and I always like wear a tank top and then a long sleeve shirt. Like over the top of it, and it's because I get sweaty and gross. And I was stopping by the store, and I realized I didn't have a mask, so I took the gross tank top off, and I wrapped it around my face and tied it, and I kind of felt like an idiot.
Got you.
But
well, you probably looked like
I was
one.
I was just running in. And I had to grab like one or two things, and I didn't want to drive all the way home, so I just instead of being the a-hole without one and trying to make a deal out of it, I tied it around my face and felt like a jackass.
I haven't seen really unusual ones out there. The only ones that are funny to me when the guy just throws on his welding helmet. I think that's great.
I've seen some photos of people that like cut holes in the mask so that they can eat, or they put two masks together.
Have you seen Underwear Guy yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it, but I've seen photos.
The photo
of, yeah, people
and by the way, underwear.
Yeah, those aren't like haha, people are actually doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, pretty resourceful.
Well, we had the one lady that
long as it's clean.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. We had the one lady and guy. Remember, they wore the Nazi flags.
No, for
yeah.
masks.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We did.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, they wore the Nazi face coverings, and they said that they were doing that to. They said they weren't Nazis, but somehow they had Nazi flags, and they were doing it because it was a protest.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they were saying. Something along the lines of, "We were becoming Nazi Germany because we were forcing people to wear masks."
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And by the way, I just
nice
like to point
statement.
Out that if
like anybody gets that
yeah.
by you wearing those masks, you idiots.
I'm just saying that if you feel oppressed because you have to wear a mask, you've never been oppressed a day in your life.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
If that is your big oppression, then you literally have never experienced anything
okay.
that could remotely be considered that. And I'm looking up strange face coverings of just people that have taken photos out in the wild. This person's using a head of lettuce. and they
how is it held on?
Looks like a rubber band on their forehead, and they've cut two eye holes. A couple paper bags.
Yeah.
We're seeing some like 1 liter or 2 liter soda things with holes cut out in them.
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing a couple of a couple of like juice containers. Dry cleaning bag. Well, some Halloween masks, which again,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that probably doesn't work because, well, there's holes in the mouth, but yeah, some like Freddy Krueger masks, things of that nature.
And the other bit of, people you meet on bus news, this is from Chicago. Police say a man went from Kentucky to Chicago on a Greyhound bus carrying suitcases of body parts.
I'm gonna need, like, murder or just did he have some spare parts?
What, murder? What, no, I'm sure that somebody voluntarily gave him their part. What?
Well, I don't know. Is it, you could be a cadaver? You could be, like, is he a murderer?
In a gruesome and horrific discovery, body parts were found inside suitcases in South Suburban Markham on Tuesday. That's the suburb of Chicago. Police said the body parts were hauled all the way from Kentucky on a Greyhound bus, and the family of the man who came with them had no idea. As CBS 2's Jermont Terry reported, The family members were at the police station in Markham until late Tuesday night answering questions. Terry is told that they are cooperating with the investigation. They said the man's family suspected something was strange about the suitcases, but no one expected there to be body parts inside of them.
Hmm. Do we know what kind of body parts, or does it really matter?
Like, I don't know that that matters.
Well, if you told me that someone had some fingers and toes, I would think that's disturbing, but not nearly as disturbing if you said that someone had an arm or a head.
Inside the heavy luggage was the dismembered body parts of a woman.
Yeah, so you got a lot of stuff.
So, yeah, they said they became suspicious of his bags when he didn't open them. Like, he brought them, but he never opened them. They were just sitting in a corner.
Hey, what's up with the bags? Hey, don't worry about that.
Just with rotting body parts.
Whatever you do, don't look at them.
Dude.
That's pretty...
He had two or three bags, and they were both very heavy.
Ugh.
Yuck. They say the man boarded the bus in Louisville, Kentucky, traveling more than 5 hours to Chicago.
Once again, I'm just going to go out there and say that if you can, I get that not everyone can, but if you have the ability, avoid the bus. If you told me there was one form of transportation, if you just said, hey, someone transported some suitcases with dismembered body parts on it, where and how are they traveling? First off, Louisville is going to be high on the list. And the other one is immediately I'm going bus. Immediately.
Yeah. So do you get how they... figured it out, okay? So they were suspicious because he never opened the bags, but how do you think they discovered what was in the bags?
Well, I'm guessing at some point someone had to open them up, right? Or did they just ask him and he's like, to be honest with you, I got a torso in there.
Both good guesses. They did open them up. He apparently went off to the public library and he left the suitcases there. There were early reports of a foul odor. So they were like, what is going on? So they opened one of them.
Huh.
And they found body parts, human body parts.
Now, good for those people, but I'll tell you this. I'm not opening foul-smelling luggage.
Right.
If I am in a public transportation sort of situation and you've got some stinky bags, I'm going to assume that that's your business. And I'm not opening said
bags.
None
of mine. Nope. That's right.
I'm just minding my own damn business. I might say something to the point of, hey, dude, what's up with the bags? That's about as far as I'm willing to go. But if you leave them, I am not poking around. I am not going all Sipowitz and taking a poke around inside.
Nope. Hallelujah.
Nope.
Hallelujah.
What's in the bags?
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big
John. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Hot Corner with Harris and Lynch is coming up next. Here's John. What are you doing, big fella? What are you doing?
Watching the Seattle Mariners, who were lured into a false sense of security by, you can be the home team. Come down here and play in San Francisco. Cool park. You can hit it into the water. And now we're getting smoked by the Giants again.
What's the score?
Well, it just started, but they have the first two on and nobody out. The guy that's pitching looks like me. So I'm guessing he's not very good. I expect the Giants to score any minute now.
Where are the Mariners at in playoff contention?
They're actually dangerously close, which should tell you if you're debating whether or not this new playoff format should stick around, it should tell you it should not stick around. The Mariners are below 500, and they're like a game and a half out of a playoff spot, which is just ridiculous.
Didn't Manfred say that he was going to keep the 16-team playoff thing?
No, there's a bunch of those. That's going around on Twitter today and different things. I've seen that a few different places. So that's a horrible idea, and I hope that they don't do it, although I'm sure the greedy owners, it's all about money, will want to do it. So you're just going to have teams that aren't good at make the playoffs, and that's... It just devalues the whole season. I couldn't be more against it.
That's interesting because it's the only way the Mariners are going to make the playoffs. You would think that you would be all for that.
I don't want to make the playoffs that way. Look, if they there's like 10 games left in the season, and if the Mariners go into the last couple of games and they're game out of a playoff spot, I'll be excited and root for that. That's great. But this is a joke of a season anyway, so whatever. If you play a full season and you're 75-88 or whatever it is, and you're in contention for a playoff spot on the last weekend of the season, that's horrible. And there's no reason to do that. So I hope they don't, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's what sticks around.
It's like someone cheating at video baseball to win themselves a fraudulent World Series.
It's calling just, you out.
Right? How much rent are you charging for the space I'm taking up in your head right now, Big Shoot? Because that's all you keep coming back around to.
I'm just saying, you try to paint yourself as a man of integrity and no one's buying it, John. And no one's buying the fact that you won't want to see the Mariners in the postseason. That's pathetic. Sell something different, John. No one's buying it.
I just literally just told you if they're close to the playoffs, I would root for that to be excited about it. But I would also know that there's a big fat asterisk by it. Bonds has the home run record, but nobody believes it's legit. It'd be the same thing right here.
Much like your video championship.
Which literally nobody cares about but you.
And boy, that's even, true.
And apparently even you, because care, you cheat about it.
I don't care about it anymore. I've moved on.
I don't care enough to even ask about it.
No, nor should you, Rob. Why would you? Why would you care enough to ask about a fake video game baseball World Series?
And yet you understand. And yet you and Mike talk about video baseball all the time, so you're pretending that you don't care, but you do, which is why it bothers you that I call you out for being a cheating bastard.
It does not bother me. You do whatever you want to do.
Speaking of which, I'm going to probably stream the end of my season, as opposed to what John didn't do, on Twitch. I've got 6 regular season games left and the wild card game for my fake baseball season. So if you want to watch, feel free. I'll tweet about
it. Why on effing earth would anyone watch that?
It's like, a lot of people like watching video games, Rob.
Right?
Oh my
it's like
God.
One step.
It's like they always losers.
Say, you know who? Yeah. It's like they say, you know who cares about your fantasy football team? You.
No one.
Nobody else.
Jesus.
On an unrelated topic, I think that every baseball park should have the option to hit it into the water. That's fantastic.
What if you're like in Nebraska, though?
And put a pool out there. Tampa Bay has that big tank full of rays.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Put a pool, or Kansas City has a waterfall. That's awesome. There should be some sort of water feature. If you're not conveniently located to like McCovey Cove, there should be, and that's 1-0 right there. Nice job, Mariners.
Yeah.
There should be a feature that you can hit it into the water, because that's awesome.
It is true, and then there should be like a hot chicks pool also out there. Because if you're going to add a water feature, I feel like you should have hot chicks.
Right? Don't the Diamondbacks have a pool that the fans can be in swimming around?
Yeah, I think they do, that you can rent it out. And the Marlins might have it too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Arizona has one.
Yeah, I think there's a... Now, hot chicks aside, I don't know that I would want to watch a game from the pool. I think I'd rather just be in the stadium. I don't know that that's conducive to enjoying
what
the
game.
Like, can you see the game very well? Or
you can see.
I'm looking here. Though.
It's raised up. Yeah, you can see.
At Chase Field in Phoenix, it is right there. And they've got, like, I see, like, 5 or 6 water seats that in theory you could sit in the pool and watch the game. And yeah, I mean, it's...
What if they had TVs in there too and they were live streaming Mike twitching baseball or whatever?
Mike twitching baseball? Yeah.
What if they had that on TV for you?
Look, I think if you had a baseball stadium full of fans and you just had a monitor out there and you just played Mike playing video games, I bet you somebody would stop and watch just because it's on TV.
Someone will always watch something if it's on.
You guys are very much underselling how much people just like to watch people gaming.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point in this. It doesn't matter what game it is. It's just people are interested in watching it.
Well, they're losers.
I think it's just the fact that it'd be on TV. And if you walk by and something's on TV, I think you... The great Dana Carvey once said, if
love
you put...
Dana Carvey.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And one of my favorite things he ever said is, somebody asked him about being famous and being on TV. And he said, if you took a TV channel and it just showed a grapefruit. You just put a grapefruit on TV, and it just sat there for 24 hours a day, and you left it on TV, and then you took that grapefruit out to, like, Times Square in New York, and you set it down, people would walk by and be like, that's the grapefruit from TV. That's it right there.
Well, that's the old Seinfeld episode where George is pitching the show about nothing, and then they're like, if nothing's happening, why are people watching it? And George's response is, because it's on TV.
Because it's on TV, and I totally believe that.
Well, that's like, think about, like, every show now on TV, like reality show, is just someone that has a job. Like, it's just like, hey, I don't know, I'm slippery driving, or like, I cut down wood, and everyone watches it. It's just some dude doing a job, but people tune in.
Well, so what you're saying is I need a hot code enforcement TV show, and then I could be a TV star?
I guarantee if you put a film crew around you and you had some dumb crap that you did, and they would find circumstances, funny things for you to get into, people would watch that. It's not any dumber job than the other ones that are on the Discovery Channel.
I'd go to Rob's house and explain the sight distance triangle to him.
Yeah, by the way, we determined that that was not the reason they made me take my front fence down.
Really? What was the reason?
It was too tall. Apparently, corner lots are different than other lots. I have a corner lot.
Blocked the sight distance triangle.
No, the code says you can only have a 3.5 tall fence on the front facing. I don't know.
The code is written that way so that it doesn't block sight distance triangle.
Oh, all right. God.
Look at you trying to question John's code enforcement. He just bitch slapped you.
That right there is the pilot episode. Let's do this.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, go Mariners.
All right, bud. All right, coming up next, Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
He's all sweaty, and I just can't get enough of it.
Request denied.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.